Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mr. Kane Brown on US 99, Chicago's hottest country. It's called Lose It. And maybe some ladies, come on, ladies. Us guys, we are not the best when it comes to picking out a Christmas gift. You got to, like, pretty much send us the link. Let us know 100% what you want. So why don't we open up the phone lines right now? 312-946-4995. What is the worst Christmas gift, ladies, you have ever received from a significant other or maybe even your husband?
You know what my sister does? She sends us her Nordstrom like wish list link.
And everything is right there, right?
So it's easy. Know exactly what she wants for Christmas. It kind of takes the fun out of it, but like at least we know she's not going to return it, right?
So I got some moms right now on this article I'm reading online. Her name is Ann Marcy. She said, I got a Little Tykes swing set from my husband 3 years ago. When I asked if it was supposed to be for our daughter, his response was, I thought you would enjoy pushing her in it. Yeah. I enjoyed pushing her in it just about as much as I enjoyed pushing out her 9-pound, 2-ounce body.
Okay, nice.
Also, Liv then decided to say, he got me a gift card to Victoria's Secret. I haven't shopped there in about a year, and I sure as hell am not going there now after 3 kids and like 100 pounds heavier. But thanks anyway, babe. That's what I'm saying, man. Us guys, we definitely need help. Jessica went on to say that her husband got me this shirt folder so I can fold his perfect shirts for him.
That's a really good gift. A shirt folder.
A shirt folder. Yeah. I'm sure any woman out there, where do you buy the shirt folder? Would love that gift.
Very exclusive stores. 312-946-4995. Yes, ladies, it is your chance to complain about how bad we are at picking out gifts. But again, it's almost your fault because unless you give us an exact thing that you want, if you're leaving it up to us, our creativity, we're going to lose 100% of the time.
You obviously are not married because every married woman right now is like, if we're married, he should know exactly what I want, exactly my shoe size, exactly my size.
And that voice right there is the reason I'm not married. 312-946-4995.
What's your story? Call Stiles and Roman at 312-946-4995. U.S. 99.
So the ladies are calling us out this morning, fellas. Good morning, it's US 99 and Stiles and Roman. And yes, I'll admit, sometimes as guys, we may not be the best when it comes to pick out, you know, not just Christmas gifts, but gifts in general. I'm reading one right now. Her name is Julie. Julie writes, my husband bought me Omaha steaks. And right away you think, wow, that's a great gift,
very
right?
Good guess.
Tasty. And then she goes on to say, I've been a vegetarian for 20 years.
Okay. Nice. Okay, enjoy that. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Amy. What is that horrible gift that your significant other bought you?
Oh, my God. My ex-husband got me the same heart necklace 3 holidays in a row. Wait. Listen, so our anniversary, Christmas,
yes.
And then the following Christmas. And to make matters worse, I think the first one, he had his mom go out and pick it up.
Now, why did he buy it 3 times in a row? Do you not wear it?
You know, I had 2 kids, so, you know, one for him, one for the kids. I don't know, family heirloom, who knows?
So, I mean, do you think it's that, or you think he just forgot every single year?
No, I think he just forgot and was like, oh, my God, I got to pick something up.
I love your husband. He's the best. We got Kim joining the show this morning from Naperville. Talk to us. What's that crazy gift that your significant other got you?
I got a meat slicer.
Hey, what every woman wants, right? A romantic meat slicer.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It's so much fun to clean.
Oh, I can imagine.
We are finding out this morning that it is true, ladies. Gosh, you're venting. You're putting us guys out there right now. Yes, us fellas, we may not be the best when it comes to picking out your Christmas gifts or birthday gifts or any gifts in general. Good morning in Chicago's hottest country, US 99 and Stiles and Roman.
Yeah, 312-946-4995. Good morning, Michelle from Michigan City. What did your significant other get for you?
Well, when I was dating this guy a couple years ago, he gave me an emoji pillow and a little glass puzzle for Christmas.
An emoji pillow?
Which emoji was it, though? The poop?
No, I don't even remember what it was, but it wasn't a poop emoji. But I met him back a year later after we broke broke up, I told his mom to get him the emoji pillow and wrap it in Hanukkah wrapping paper.
Because he's Jewish or because you're trying to be funny?
Because I'm trying to be funny.
Okay, cool.
I think all of our Jewish listeners right now are not laughing, though, Michelle.
Well, I mean, he had a weird sense of humor, so I thought he would get a kick out of it to some degree.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
Thank you.
So us guys may not be the best at picking out Christmas gifts for our ladies, our significant other. Jen writes in four simple statements. A onesie, for me, velour, we are now divorced.
Yeah, I can imagine that would not be the best gift you could ever
receive. Fellas, don't buy a velour onesie for your wife, okay? Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Good morning, Karen from Batavia. What's that bad gift you got from your significant other?
Oh, my gosh. My husband, who I adore, by the way, got me a foot massager, battery-operated, that he found on sale for $9.99.
Hey, he saved money.
He saved money, but, you know, it was a combo anniversary and Christmas gift.
So he was spending $5 on each holiday.
I'm happy to say he's improved since then, but we still laugh about that one. It was bad.
Good morning, Chrissy from Ingleside. Hopefully you have a better gift story.
Well, one year, my husband decided, I bought my sister-in-law a Christmas present, and he decided that I would like the Christmas present that I got her. So he took her name tag off, and he put my name tag on it.
The old swaparooski, huh?
I was so pissed.
And then he just went and grabbed another beer.
He did, and I got nothing that year.
Well, hopefully Santa Claus is much better to you this year, okay?
Thank you so much.
The number one song in the country. He's going to be here tomorrow night. Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yeah, buddy.
Good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99. We're talking about bad gifts that us guys get for you girls. And, oh, man, on Twitter, our girl Morgan Elizabeth said her two-year college boyfriend got her a gift certificate for a nail salon.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice, right? Except the nail salon was 45 minutes away from campus.
Okay.
And she didn't have a car on campus at that time, so it never got used. So the boyfriend got her a gift card to a place 45 minutes away, and she has no car. It wasn't really thought out well, was it?
That one may have been a fail. So let's take one more phone call from Batavia. Karen, what's your story?
He ended up buying me a slingshot for Christmas one year, and it was funny because I saw it on his internet browser, and it was something that he really wanted for himself. I was really upset when I got it, but I pretended to be really excited, and then I texted my best friend and told her all about it, and she laughed at me.
And then a day later, he was out using it in the backyard, huh?
He definitely was.
In no world would I ever think a guy would honestly think that his girl would want a slingshot.
And then it got better, because then for Valentine's, he got me, like, accessories for it. So, like, just for the...
Accessories for a slingshot? What, like a rock?
Not like a bedazzling kit for you?
Well, it's called the pocket shot, so, like, it's supposed to fit in my pocket, and apparently he thought I would like carry it around with me in my purse or something.
He's protecting you, Amanda.
It just sits on the shelf at our house.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.